These are two pariahs. We have really have no diplomatic means of influencing either country.
The state of Louisiana passing a bill requiring every public school classroom to display a copy of the Ten Commandments. The ACLU planning a lawsuit. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the DOJ, Attorney General Josh Call and 42 other attorney generals reached a $700 million nationwide agreement to resolve allegations related to the marketing of Johnson & Johnson baby powder. According to authorities, the resolution addresses allegations that the brand deceptively promoted and misled consumers in advertisements about its talc powder products. As part of the agreement, the company has agreed to stop the manufacture and sale of its baby powder and baby powder products that contain talc here in the U.S. The state will also receive over $15 million as part of the resolution. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 65. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday eve. It is almost another weekend, and you just heard that forecast from Corey Hartman. Keep that umbrella handy. Showers and thunderstorms again today, tonight, tomorrow, and even into the weekend. Thank you, Mother Nature. Here's Tom Cochran on Max FM.
It looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
You then, this is the road and these are the hills. From Moses. 80s, 90s, and more. Love Jack. You say.
Oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Seem to think that you're so bitchy keen, but my friends.
What Have You Done For Me Lately? There is Janet Jackson, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7. And Finn, she actually just performed in Chicago this week. So
yeah.
That was like a sold-out show at the United Center. So obviously a lot of Janet Jackson fans.
Yeah. Have you heard any reviews of the show at all?
I have not. Yeah. I haven't really heard any reviews from people who have seen it. You got to think, though, it's Janet, right? She puts on a heck of a show, and she is still one of the best at performing live. And I know she took a few years off to raise her kiddo. She's getting older, but she's Janet. And I can't imagine she's lost that many steps or two, because it's Janet. And when she goes out on tour, she's kind of like her brother, if you've watched any documentaries about him. Everything has to be done to absolute perfection. It's just kind of the way the family was. Yeah. So
she has kind of set the bar pretty high for herself, hasn't she?
Yeah. She has, absolutely. You know, except with the exception of like Marlon and Tito and LaToya. I don't know if they're perfectionists quite like Janet and Michael were, whatever you want to say. But you know, whatever. It's a Janet show. So my husband was a little disappointed because he didn't realize until this week when he was getting ready to leave for out of town that the Janet Jackson show was this week. And I was like, tried to tell you these things. Like, sometimes you should start listening to me, I think. Uh-huh. I think that would be the key. So he did text me yesterday afternoon as he's, you know, kind of in between things that he can do on these different job sites. Make a list of all the shows we potentially want to see yet this summer into this fall so I don't miss out on those like I did on Janet. I'm like, I can do that. I can do that for you. How are you today? Anything fun and exciting in at your household?
You know, I mean, the only way it could be better is if it actually were Friday, but you know, I'll deal with Thursday. It's all right. We're getting
close
closer to the weekend. Yeah,
we are. Yeah. Absolutely. So yesterday, I have to say, I had a chance to be over at the Juneteenth celebration over at Ochsner Park. And I just want to give a little shout out to Humility Incorporated, the Baraboo Axe Coalition, as well as Madison Area Technical College, because it was a spectacular day. Food was amazing. There were some vendors set up. The music was absolutely incredible. And they were right. They wanted to have a little community spirit, and that's exactly what they got. So thank you to them for setting that up. And of course, if you were at the Juneteenth celebration, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was a really great day and a really fun, cool day down at Ochsner Park. So
very cool.
You were trying to dodge a few raindrops every now and then. But, you know, it happens. And Mother Nature's been a little fickle with us this year. So everybody was very prepared for it. You know, there were a couple highlights for me yesterday. The first one was seeing a tortoise on a leash. I've never seen a tortoise on a leash, Finn, and I never did get to go talk to the tortoise or see why the tortoise was on a leash, but there was a tortoise on a very extended leash at the park yesterday, so that was very exciting. And then I said there were a couple highlights. Food and music were two of my favorites. Of course, I got to try some soul food from FaithWorks Ministry, and then got some food from Las Milpas food truck as well. So it was good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff yesterday at the park. So hopefully they do it again, and hopefully anybody who was down there had a really great time. Other than that, it was just kind of a mundane, boring day yesterday. We had drum lessons, and then we came home, and in between there, we went back to the Ochsner. We were down there early in the morning. We went in the afternoon. So it was kind of one of like those mixed up days where we didn't really have a plan, but we made it work. So sometimes you got to have days like that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And eventually the day just plays out. We actually went out to dinner last night because it was sort of a end of school graduation thing for Phoenix. So we went out and had some wood fired pizza last night. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful night.
It was gorgeous last night.
Perfect last night. Yeah, we're still dodging rain every once in a while here and there. But so it was a nice night. I had the past couple of nights off from rehearsal.
Oh, nice.
But now I'm heading into the thick of it, so it's going to the schedule is going to pick up and be a lot more intense.
So it's nice to have a couple of nights here and there where you can kind of hang with the family and do some stuff like that. Yeah, I totally understand. So, you know, yesterday we were talking a lot about Justin Timberlake and how he got arrested for DUI in the Hamptons. Well, his lawyer, Finn, if you haven't been keeping up with the story, says that he's looking forward to vigorously defending Justin against this DUI charge. He says that Justin will have a lot to say at the appropriate time. He's currently awaiting full discovery from the DA's office. I'm sure he does have a lot to say. Kind of like, yep, I was driving drunk. Would that be the appropriate words that he wants to put out there? Anyway, he's expected in court on July 26th. Now, yesterday, Justin received a lot of support from some of his famous friends. And there were some of them that the words just kind of, I don't know, they fell a little dull on me coming from some of the people that they came from. Now, on CBS Mornings, Gayle King said, quote, "He's a really, really great guy." Like she was trying to convince the world or something.
She's an apologist.
Exactly. He's not an irresponsible person. He's not reckless. He's not careless. Clearly, this is not a good thing, but he knows that. Here's what I'm going to say. That very well may be true. And, you know, obviously, we have to wait to hear everything that happened. But it kind of looks like Justin was driving drunk. And so this wouldn't be the first time we've seen this from him in public, right? Like the first time a few years ago, at least he wasn't behind the wheel of a car. But, you know, it didn't look great for him and Jessica Biel at the time. Well, now there's a potential that he was driving drunk. So Gayle King, I don't care what you tell me on CBS Mornings. This looks like a guy who was a little careless and a little reckless a couple of different times. Now, whether he's that guy all the time, I have no idea. But maybe Justin's just one of those guys who should lay off the martinis. I don't know, you know, but it just felt a little, I don't know, tone deaf for her to be talking about he's not reckless, he's not careless, when the world saw the mugshot of Justin Timberlake. Obviously, a little bloodshot through the eyes and a little glassy-eyed as well. Now, Billy Joel was also interviewed. Here's a guy who probably
there you
should
go.
Talk
There's
about.
The voice of reason as far as being sober. There you go.
I love Billy Joel. Don't get me wrong. I love Billy Joel. But how many vehicles and motorcycles has
he's
he
had
wrecked
a few
over
moments.
The years?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was interviewed by a local news station where Justin was arrested. And all he had to say was, quote, "Judge not lest ye be judged," which is a Bible verse, if you're not up to par on the Bible this morning. It comes from Matthew 7:1. And then Conor McGregor also is one of the guys defending Justin Timberlake right now. He gave Justin a little love, shared a photo with his mugshot with the caption, quote, "Free JT." Oh, boy. So if that's who you got in your corner, I don't know. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Connor, for the kind words of free Justin Timberlake. He is free, by the way, Connor McGregor. He spent the night in jail and then was released. So JT is officially free, in case you weren't keeping up on all the TMZ news. But those are the people vocally supporting Justin Timberlake right now.
All right, I have to ask you, and there's no way I can play devil's advocate to someone that was intoxicated and was behind the wheel, okay?
Right.
Just prefacing with that. But at the same time, do you feel like this is getting a lot more publicity than maybe it should? I mean, mentioned Billy Joel, and I mean, how many other celebrities have been busted for an OWI? I mean, I don't know.
First of all, I think it would be different if Justin hadn't publicly been intoxicated before, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if this was the first time that Justin did something this stupid where TMZ didn't have their cameras on him, I think it might be a little different. And yeah, you could probably chalk it up to, oops, it was a mistake. It was something really stupid. Justin hasn't said that, though, yet, right? And I get it. He's got high-powered attorneys around him who are like, just keep your mouth shut, don't incriminate yourself, blah, 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 right? You can basically hear all the words that they're telling him at this point. But at the same time, it does look really bad. I mean, you've had moments of public intoxication before that we've seen. I also think this is probably getting a lot of bad press right now just because of the Britney Spears memoir. Now, what does that have to do with him being drunk in public, driving behind the wheel after too many martinis? I have no idea. But Justin has been in the public light since that book came out. And people have been very skeptical about a lot of his moves. moves about his relationship with Jessica Biel. And I think that's probably why this is blowing up. Plus, let's face it, he was the face of NSYNC for how many years? Now, I get that he is growing up. I get that this is a 45-year-old dude who's free to make his own decisions. He's got his own family. Most of the world is always going to know him as the curly-haired kid as part of NSYNC. And now he's like doing adult stuff. And I think when you start having that type of concoction and that sort of mix, it just all kind of jumbles up together. And then you get this mess of a story that obviously the world is enamored with. The world is obviously enamored with it for some sort of reason. But at least we're not talking about Taylor Swift right now. So it is kind of a welcome break, Finn. Like, it's a little bit of a
welcome
break.
It's a little bit of a breather, yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of, the Swifties are turning on her. Have you seen this on social media?
Uh-oh.
So apparently she was in Europe, and she had, like, this dress on during the Eras tour. And it was one of those dresses that was really sparkly, and it moved, and it had the fringe and all of that kind of stuff. So we all know that Taylor Swift has kind of got a weird sense of humor, which is why I think her and Travis Kelce probably work most of the time. But anyway, she got up on stage and she had her boots on, and then she started kind of like moving the fringe on her dress. And it was a really cringy moment. It really truly was, especially for somebody as awesome as Taylor Swift. Well, the Swifties have called her out on it and are talking about what an awful moment it was for her and how she should never do this again. And so now the Swifties are turning on her. They're also turning on her for a little bit because she keeps releasing all these different versions of the Dead Poets album. And that has upstaged several other female artists recently, including like Billie Eilish. SZA had a release of a new song, but because Taylor keeps releasing new versions of songs and albums, it's upstaging all of these other female artists. So now Swifties are kind of like, I thought you were a girl's girl.
Yeah.
And so it's becoming a thing on social media.
That kind of checks out, because that is a surefire way to get your album onto the Billboard charts, is by putting out different variants of the same album. And I don't have rose-colored glasses. I have seen other artists that I like do the same. Paul McCartney has done the same thing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think Billie Eilish actually came out and spoke out about this. And was talking
about Taylor directly, but it was, you could probably infer that it had a lot to do with Taylor. Just by what she was saying. So there you go. But at least with Justin Timberlake in the news, we've died off of Taylor just a little bit, except for the Swifties, who are obviously unhappy with it. This is the world we live in. These are the things that get us all hot and bothered. You know, I mean, there's other real world problems going on, but look at us, we're like, JT drove drunk, Taylor Swift moved her fringe, what is happening? These are the things that get us like in a turmoil early in the morning when we go through our social media feed.
It makes you wonder, because you mentioned that after Britney's book came out, he has been in the spotlight quite a bit.
Yeah,
it makes you wonder, after this settles down a little bit, what will there be another thing? And I think there will be. There'll be another thing where he will be back out into the spotlight again.
I think so. Probably, because people would just like to hear his side of it, I think. And he has been very hush on it. And it also didn't look good for JT as soon as that book came out and the heat got a little too warm for him. Whether it was coincidence or not, it looked really bad because he took his entire family and fled to a private island. You know, so it didn't have great optics. It happened, whether it didn't, I don't know.
It didn't look good.
Right. Yeah. It's between Justin and Britney, and maybe the rest of us will never know the actual details and facts. Who knows, right? But yeah, you're right. It did not look good. The optics were really, really bad around that one. Now, speaking of more adult subjects here this morning, I was doing some reading, Finn, and I found this to be really, really interesting. You know, there's a lot of workers who love being in the office, and for some jobs, it's kind of a necessity. But for some jobs that can be done from anywhere, employers are having a really tough time coming up with incentives that make the office more appealing than the convenience of your home. Now, this comes from a new report in Bloomberg, and employers have added perks for coming into the office. Things like fancy coffee, yoga classes, DJ parties even, and now they have something new to dangle in front of their employees, giving an employee their very own desk. Now, over the past 5 5 years or so, COVID, obviously, some companies transitioned to hot desking setups, which doesn't seem very COVID friendly at the time. But at any rate, this is where workers grab a workspace when they show up and they can basically move around throughout the day. It was supposed to be like this more modern, communal, adaptable working environment. But now the idea is that people are sick of bouncing around their home if they have been working from home, and using different surfaces as workspace, and then giving them their own dedicated desk is really your employer's way of trying to win them over and make them come into the office again. Well, if I can have my own desk and I can have one of those fancy coffees, you throw in the mug that's exclusively mine and you might have yourself a deal there. I mean, this is craziness.
This is what they came up with? Why don't they have an open bar or free wine or something like that? That would bring workers back. I mean, they keep trying, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. If you have one of those open bars and wine or something, though, then you might have your own JT issue for that as well. But
that's true. That is true.
No, but I get my own desk.
What is that? What would lure you back to the workplace?
No, absolutely not. I have my own desk. I have my own desk when I go to the station and have to do stuff. And I'm still doing the show from home. So there you go. I get it. I get that they have to try anything they can, but let's make it realistic. Does anybody really care about having their own desk that much that if they have the convenience of working from home, they're going to be like, nope, dropping all this. And, you know, my own schedule, I get to work on my pace, and nope, I'm going to go back into the office because you gave me a desk. Nobody's saying that. There's a couple of weird people. It worked for like three people out there, and then all these companies were like, "Ooh, we got it! Eureka!"
Got it.
It was like
this
their Eureka moment.
This is a surefire way. Yeah.
There you go, folks. If you're going to work today and you have your very own desk, you're ahead of the trend already. You're setting the world on fire today. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. A high near 79. Finn, today is the longest day of the year, by the way. The summer solstice officially begins. From sunrise to sunset in this particular area, we are going to have 15 hours and 29 minutes of daylight today.
Yay.
I say daylight because we might not see much sun with these clouds, but the sun was up bright and early this morning. What I really think is sad is that I'm up early enough to see the sun rise, and I'm also up long enough to see a sunset. So in the summer, that's kind of depressing. The winter, it makes sense because sunset's like at 3 in the afternoon, but in the summer, that's a little bit more depressing of a thought. Scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight, down to 64. Then you guessed it, we're in this really damp pattern. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. We might see some peaks of sun with a high near 87. Those chances of showers and thunderstorms continue all the way through the weekend. Right now, it's 64. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Des Tactical has two chances for you to learn about semi-private training at their upcoming open house. Learn the details of semi-private training and how it can meet your personal training goals. Attend the event and receive a $150 credit towards semi-private training. This is a free event, and it's open to both the public and range members. You can attend either Friday, June 21st from 5 till 6, or Saturday, June 22nd from 4 till 5. Sign up at DesTactical.com today.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday Eve. Just about another weekend. Let the countdown begin. Billy Idol now on Max FM.
Love comes from a million ways, shakes the devil.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Who doesn't love Billy Idol to start the morning? It is 7:35 right now. And don't forget tonight, if you're looking for a little midweek entertainment, something to pull you through to the weekend, another edition of Baraboo Concerts on the Square taking place in downtown Baraboo. The Panchromatic Steel Drum Band is going to be performing tonight. In fact, they do a lot of different stuff, including some danceable favorites by Earth, Wind & Fire, Led Zeppelin, Stevie Wonder. The show's going to start at 7 o'clock. Bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, and a whole lot of bug spray, especially if you're me. And in case Mother Nature doesn't cooperate and gives us those showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, the concert will be moved across the street to the Al Ringling Theater. But just have a great night in downtown Baraboo. Always fun, those concerts on the square. Speaking of things going on in Baraboo, coming up later this hour, in fact, before 8 o'clock, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. You need to buckle in and hopefully Ben and I hydrate enough, because it is a long list of things that are happening in Baraboo this weekend, so you definitely don't want to miss out on that. And birthdays and anniversaries are also coming up in just a couple of minutes. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970. A quick look at weather coming up in just a moment. Corey Hartman's going to tell you about the showers and the thunderstorms basically in the forecast now through most of the weekend. We're also going to have sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Yanger. The Baraboo American Legion baseball team is going to be presenting the Quinn Miller Memorial Baseball Tournament this weekend at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Action starts off on Friday at 3 o'clock with Wisconsin Dells taking on Viroqua, and then Beloit and Fond du Lac will meet at 5:15. Then at 7:30, it's going to be Baraboo taking on Beloit. Saturday, 10 a.m., Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Dells will play. Then Beloit and Wisconsin Dells follow then after that at 12:15. 2:30, it's going to be Beloit and Viroqua. Then Viroqua will take on Baraboo at 4:45. The Hall of Fame and State Champion Team Ceremony after that. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Fond du Lac and Baraboo taking the field. And then finally on Sunday, Viroqua and Fond du Lac play at 9 a.m. and Baraboo will then go against Wisconsin Dells at 11:15. Of course, concessions will be open for some great food and sharing some awesome baseball action. Again, this will be all weekend long, starting Friday, running until Sunday. And that's all at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. The Brewers take the series win over the LA Angels with a 2-0 victory this past evening. Rhys Hopkins with a sac fly in the first to make it 1-0. And then Willy Adames would add a single on the left and score Christian Yelich. Freddy Peralta was fantastic in six innings, gave up just 3 hits and struck out 8 batters in the game. Brewers improved to 44-34 this season. They'll be back at it today. They start a 4-game series on the road against the San Diego Padres. 8:40 will be the first pitch this evening. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Yanger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms in 69. Saturday, scattered storms in 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 65. 99.7
7:40 right now. You're going to want to keep that umbrella handy over the next couple of days. You just heard that very damn forecast. Bring on the humidity and the mosquitoes. Portugal the Man now on Max FM.
Keep my hands on myself.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:42 right now. And Finn, I don't know if you saw this before we jump into birthdays here, but Queen just sold their music catalog and their likeness rights to Sony Music. Did you see the number that's attached to this? Holy buckets. Almost $1.3 billion. That's billion with a B, dollars. It's believed to be the biggest acquisition of its kind, obviously. Almost $1.3 billion. It's like 1.27 something, something, something. So we'll round it up this morning, but that's incredible.
It's a substantial catalog, and there's a lot of hits in that catalog, and I'm not exactly happy about it. I mean, I understand when an artist sells their catalog. I get it.
Yeah.
And Roger Taylor and Brian May and John Deacon, they're all getting older, and I'm sure they want to leave a vast estate, which they already have, to their children. So, I mean, I get it, but when it's... And we talked about Taylor Swift earlier this hour. So, I mean, when it's taken out of your hands and somebody else owns it, who knows what they're going to use it for? And
It just becomes kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I kind of understand. I'm like you are. I'm on the fence about this. I kind of understand. But we've seen this happen to artists. And then when they eventually are no longer on this earth, there's a lot of infighting. Then the families have to get involved because sometimes they want, you know, they don't own the rights. And then when people want them, it always gets to be a big thing. But almost $1.3 billion. For
Big
Queen
chunk
music.
Of change.
Well, it kind of tells you right there where we all put Queen, though, as far as the music catalog and the library, though, doesn't it? And where they are in the echelon of stardom. I mean, we all kind of knew that they were up there anyway, but it just kind of
because didn't Springsteen sell his catalog?
I believe so.
And Genesis, I'm sure, sold their catalog. I thought they did.
Yes, anyway. I believe Genesis. So I don't know. I don't have Genesis's numbers. I think I can find you maybe something on Springsteen here, though, if I could run a computer this morning. What is happening? everything just was like, nope, I'm done. I'm over it
I'm
right
now. I'm not going to work on this.
So, yeah, Sony paid $600 million for 50% of Michael Jackson's catalog. They've also acquired Bruce Springsteen's and Paul Simon's. The amount for those have not officially been disclosed. Now, there is speculation as to what they paid for them, but we don't know exactly what they paid for Springsteen or Simon, Paul Simon's catalog. But 50% of Michael Jackson's, which, by the way, the Michael Jackson estate is in a whole lot of trouble. Have you seen this story?
No.
Apparently, they didn't pay taxes or undervalued a lot of Neverland and some of Michael Jackson's prized possessions and some of his properties. So all of the estate has been completely frozen, which is what gives the Michael Jackson's kids money, which also gives his mother Catherine money. Right. At 94 years old, the entire estate has been frozen until the IRS actually looks into this a little bit further to see if it was done purposely, if it was done not purposely, if it really truly was just a mistake. I'm going to say this, and this is only because of what we know about Dad, and I don't want to ever say anything negative about people. You never quite know the whole story. But if Joe Jackson was involved, who obviously is no longer on this earth, I'm going to say that maybe something was a little nefarious in the process. That's all I'm saying. We know what Joe Jackson was like. He liked the money. He liked the fame. Yeah. And he was pretty involved with everything up until his death a few years ago. So we'll see. We'll see how that one all works out. But yeah, well, if he, you know, if they had the Queen catalog money, they'd be fine. They wouldn't have to worry about any of it. So we do have to do our birthday list here, though, quickly and run through some of the celebrities because, of course, we're getting ready for Weekends Are Best. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us in just a couple of moments. So let's start with Christopher Mintz-Plasse, who is celebrating a birthday today. You know him best as McLovin on Superbad. Since then, he's gone on to have parts in other movies like The Neighbors and those kick-ass movies. He is celebrating his 35th birthday. Is that an FCC violation? Because it's actually a name of a movie. I'm not really sure.
No,
I think you kind of have to say it, right? I mean, I could have said Kick Butt, I guess. But anyway, that's the actual name of a movie. So sorry, FCC. Sorry for anybody who was offended here just a second ago. It's the name of a movie. And I forgot to mention, too, because, you know, I'm so excited to go through our weekend list of things happening in Baraboo, Finn, because, boy, is it lengthy. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. We'll get to that local birthday after we run through these celebrity birthdays. If the FCC doesn't, you know, put
shut us down.
Now. Yeah, just because I said the name of a movie. Dreama Walker, who is the blonde in Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. She is celebrating her 38th birthday. Grace Potter is celebrating a birthday today as well. She is 41 years old. She is part of, well, she's actually in the indie band. She is the indie band, I should say. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. She rocked her cover of White Rabbit for the Almost Alice concept album. She is 41 years old today. Allison Porter, who was a voice winner, and of course, most of us know her best as the little girl who played Curly Sue. She's celebrating her 43rd birthday today. Curly Sue is 43 years old.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen that movie. I remember the girl because she had that great head of hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
It's a cute movie. Was it one of the best movies I've ever seen? No, but it was definitely cute and probably worth like an afternoon if you just need something to do quickly. Because it's not overly long either. It was like when movies were an actual normal length of time. They weren't 4 hours and 82 minutes or something like that, which is what they kind of feel like now. Tika Sumpter, who played Michelle Obama in Southside with You. She's also in the Ride Along movies and the star of Owns, The Haves and The Have-Nots. She is 44 years old today. We also have Quentin Rampage Jackson on the list. He's a former UFC light heavyweight champ. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron to be a light heavyweight champ? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't understand any of those categories. He also played B.A. Baracus in the disappointing A-Team remake. Oh, that was so bad. He is celebrating his 46th birthday, proving not all remakes should actually be done. Robert Rodriguez, who directed Machete Kills, Sin City, From Dusk Till Dawn, Desperado, Planet Terror, and all those spy kids movies. He is celebrating his 56th birthday. He left his wife for Rose McGowan after he met her during the filming of Grindhouse, but then they broke up too. Not a big surprise. Nicole Kidman is celebrating her 57th birthday. Now, I know she can be a little polarizing for some people. I personally don't dislike Nicole Kidman. I like her in some roles better than others, but I kind of like her. I think she's kind of awesome. And you know, she's a great actress, there's people who feel very, like, they have really harsh opinions about her, which I think is kind of weird.
It's just like Will Ferrell. People have very polarizing opinions about him and whether or not they think he's funny or not. I think he's funny, but...
Right? I think he's great. And you gotta love a guy who can basically sit in for the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers anytime he wants, and nobody would know the difference. It's kind of insane. Dan Tominski is celebrating a birthday today. Now, this is probably a name that a lot of people don't know, and he's a country singer, but I only bring him up because he has a really interesting part of movie history. He actually did George Clooney's singing voice for Man of Constant Sorrow in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He is celebrating his 57th birthday. From Duran Duran, the bassist of the group, John Taylor is celebrating his 64th birthday. Might have to pull out some Duran Duran this morning. Yep. Michael Anthony is also celebrating a birthday. Of course, he was the Van Halen bassist and the backing vocalist. He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Now, you probably know a little bit of this history, but Eddie and Alex vowed to never work with him again because, well, he liked to work with Sammy Hagar, and we all know how the Van Halen brothers feel about Sammy Hagar. It was just part of that, you know, reckoning of the Van Halen.
Because Eddie is no longer with us,
right.
It's still Alex, and it's still the same thing.
It's
and
very
Sammy,
weird.
Sammy has reached out to them so many times saying, look, can we just kind of mend this?
Yes.
And no, it's a hard
It's
pass.
Over. You're never getting that one back, Sammy. I would quit trying. No flowers and no chocolates are ever going to mend that one. Let's see. We also have John Goodman on our list today. He plays Dan Connor on Roseanne. He's also a cult hero because of his iconic role as Walter in The Big Lebowski. He is 72 years old today. And John Goodman, he's a little svelte right now. I don't know what he's doing, but I need his diet plan because he looks amazing.
He's lost some weight, hasn't he?
He looks amazing. Absolutely. Lionel Richie, All Night Long, Hello, Endless Love. Of course, we could go on and on with the list of songs between his solo career and when he was with the Commodores. He is celebrating his 75th birthday today. Maybe he can go have some more Botox to celebrate or something. I don't know if he's gone as far as some of the other artists out there, like Smokey Robinson. Whoa, dude, you gotta stop.
That's a whole different head there. I mean,
like, you gotta stop. You really do. We all know that you're not this guy anymore and that you're getting older. So Lionel Richie hasn't gone as far as some of the other artists out there, but there's a lot of Botox, I think, happening. There's a lot of plastic in the face. Bob Vila, who is, of course, the home improvement TV guru. He's best known for hosting This Old House from 1979 to 1989. And sometimes, if we're lucky enough here on Goose Poop Pond, we'll pull out one of those 1979 episodes and watch it from start to finish.
He's one of Corey's favorites, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think Corey's just envious that they actually know how to do things. Even if the stuff in those really old versions, like from 1970s, early 1980s, those are no longer to code. And I'm like, why are you watching something that's not even to code? Anyway, Bob
Vila. It's like watching the Amish scene in Witness where they're putting up the barn. That's what it's
like. That's exactly what it is. Bob Vila is celebrating his 78th birthday today. Anne Murray is on the list as well. In 1970, her song Snowbird first made her the first Canadian woman to have a top hit in the United States. It actually went to number one on the charts. She's 79 years old today, Anne Murray.
I heard my share of Anne Murray growing up because she was one of my mother's favorites, and I love Anne Murray, but wow, there was a lot of Anne Murray music in the household.
I'm sorry. I'll never forget Snowbird, simply because I know I've told this story. When we worked in South Dakota, that was the code word for the superintendents when they used to have to do the old-fashioned thing and call up the radio station. Nobody told me that my first winter at the station doing the morning show. Nobody told me we had this code word. So these people just kept calling up yelling Snowbird at me, and I was like, what are you talking about? We don't play Anne Murray, first of all. Like, you're going south south for the winter? Good for you. Like, nobody told me that was the code word. Then I asked the news director finally, who'd been there for 198 years, and he started laughing. He's like, that's our code word for superintendents. I hung up on a ton of them that morning. I was like, what is wrong with you people yelling snowbird at me? Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, of course, the mastermind behind that group. Good vibrations. I get around. Wouldn't it be nice? Fun, fun, fun. California girls will probably pull out some Kokomo this morning. He's actually been deaf in his right ear for his entire life. He was played by both Paul Dano and John Cusack in the movie Love and Mercy. And of course, they have that brand new documentary over on Disney Plus right now, if you are a subscriber to that streaming
Still
service.
Haven't gotten to that one yet.
It's a good one. It's a good one. He is celebrating his 82nd birthday today, Brian Wilson. And of course, we just found out a few weeks ago that they've had to basically start making decisions for Brian Wilson because of the age, because of the fact that he just wasn't able to do things as well as he was at one point. So the family's kind of in charge of most things, Brian Wilson, at this point in time. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember to add somebody to this list. Easy stuff, Finn. You just have to text 355-9970. Quick look at the forecast. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, 79 for a high. Scattered thunderstorms tonight down to 64. Then showers and thunderstorms continue again tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 87. Showers and thunderstorms going to continue through much of the weekend. Right now, it's 65. It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce joins me in just a moment to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. And joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is Ben Bromley. How are you today?
Doing all right. Thanks, Maddie.
Well, I'm glad that you are joining us. How was the golf outing on Tuesday besides really, really hot?
Yeah, right. It was toasty, but thank goodness we had a stiff breeze all day that ensured everyone's survival. Yeah, we had a full complement of players and a great day at Baraboo Country Club. Thanks
for
asking.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So speaking of a full complement of things, this calendar is crazy full, and we've got a whole lot of live music and some other really cool stuff happening this weekend. So, of course, I think we should probably start with things that are happening today, meaning mostly we've got concerts on the square tonight. So you tell us where we're starting and you tell us what's going on.
Sounds good. Yeah, you're right. We should start with a disclaimer that we have so much live music, we probably can't get to it all in our segment here.
Right.
But yeah, let's start with the concerts on the square tonight. It's going to be the Panchromatic Steel Group out of Madison. They're going to be performing on the courthouse lawn at 7 p.m. tonight.
And they become kind of a fan favorite. So if you haven't ever seen them perform, it's all steel drums, and they're really, really awesome and talented. And just a quick another disclaimer here this morning. Because of the way the weather looks today, there's a fairly good chance that that concert will be moved to the Al Ringling Theater, but still free to attend, and you're still going to be able to see the concert on the square. So just kind of be checking out Facebook today to see if there's any changes to venue, whether it's the courthouse lawn or across the street at the Al. Now, what else do we have on this calendar? Of events.
Well, we've got a big one Friday and Saturday. The Native American Artifact and Antique Show returns. It'll be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds from 9 until 4 p.m. each day. And this, of course, is an annual favorite. And we've gotten some calls about it at the Chamber, so we want to make sure the listening audience knows that it's coming back Friday and Saturday.
This feels like it keeps growing every single year as well.
Right.
Every time we talk about it, feels like a bigger and bigger event, which is really, really awesome. So even if you're, you know, not, you know, purchasing or want to do it, just go check it out. It's really cool. And there's a lot of history there as well. What else do we have going on this weekend?
Well, one thing I want to mention, you know, we haven't had it on our calendar yet, and you and I haven't discussed it yet, but there are the Friday night fish fries at Devil's Lake. So Amber and her team from Relish Bistro and Catering, they're providing the fish fry Friday nights on the North Shore, and Chris Cuter is performing music. So that's every Friday, 4:30 to 6:30 through Labor Day weekend at the North Shore.
All right. So definitely go check that out. What a relaxing way to end a week, right? With some beautiful scenery, some great music, and some awesome food. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Now, what else do we have going on? I can't believe this calendar is crazy full.
I'm going to skip around a little. Of course, folks can find everything at baraboo.com. But I also want to make sure to note, so one of our relatively new members is the House of Embers in Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
And Mike O'Boys gave me a heads up. They've got some live music coming, so we made sure to get that on our calendar. For example, Friday evening, Limoncello's will be